Today in South Africa, the country's highest court gave its final approval to a new constitution that makes non-racial democracy the law of that land. President Nelson Mandela will sign the constitution next week. The act will mark the official end of South Africa's transition from apartheid to state-guaranteed racial and social equality. The constitution takes effect in phases, with its final provisions in place by 1999, when South Africa holds its next national elections. From Johannesburg, NPR's Ann Cooper has this report.
In a country where race once governed most aspects of life, it will now be forever forbidden to discriminate on the basis of race, gender, sexual orientation, age, or marital status. Constitutional Development Minister Mohamed Vali Musa says these guarantees, contained in the Bill of Rights, make South Africa's constitution one of the strongest in the world.
Very few other constitutions go as far as this constitution does, as far as equality in every possible respect is concerned, including gender equality, the rights of the disabled, the rights of children, etc., etc.
The new constitution reaffirms the parliamentary system set up by South Africa's three-year-old interim constitution, and it continues a five-year term for the president. But while the interim constitution required the president to share power with rival parties, the new document eliminates that. The Government of National Unity, as the power-sharing deal was known, was already fraying anyway. The National Party of F.W. de Klerk, apartheid's last president, pulled out of the cabinet earlier this year, saying it would become a full-fledged opposition to Mandela's African National Congress. A third group, the Inkatha Freedom Party, remains in the Government of National Unity, though it boycotted parliamentary votes on the new constitution. Inkatha complains that the constitution gives too much power to the central government. Similar arguments were made by the small, mostly white Democratic Party, though one of its leaders, Colin Eglin, today hailed the court's decision to approve the constitution.
It's the end of a long road, and I think the sooner the constitution is now signed and put into effect, the better. I don't think South Africa can afford to have kind of constitutional uncertainty for any longer period.
The uncertainty arises from a legal oddity. South Africa is still governed by its interim constitution, adopted to speed the transition from apartheid to the democratic elections of 1994. But the details of the permanent constitution have been known since its passage by Parliament last May. The new document was delayed for several months when the Constitutional Court sent it back to Parliament for relatively minor changes. Today, the court said it was satisfied with the changes. The court's approval now means the document is ready for Mandela's signature, putting the constitution into force. The signing is set for Tuesday in a site chosen for its potent symbolism, the black township of Sharpeville, where white police killed dozens of unarmed protesters in 1960. The Sharpeville massacre was one of the most infamous atrocities carried out in the name of apartheid, a system now permanently renounced by the South African Constitution. I'm Ann Cooper in Johannesburg.